Israel Porter Blodgett was born on the day John Adams was inaugurated as the second president of the United States, March 4th, 1797. He was a machinist and blacksmith like his father. After he married and started a family, Israel felt moving west would be best. So in 1830, Israel joined a group that set out to find land in Illinois. By 1832, he had found land near Naperville and sent for his family. Arriving the year of the Black Hawk War, the Blodgetts joined other pioneer families who traveled to Fort Dearborn in Chicago for safety. Israel stayed behind and served as a corporal in the company led by Captain Naper to defend against Black Hawk if he arrived. Soon the threat was over and the families returned. By 1836, the family made another move, this time to the settlement of Downers Grove, where Israel bought 500 acres of land. They built a cabin on an Indian trail now called Maple Avenue and raised their family of seven boys and one girl. Israel farmed and operated a blacksmith shop. By 1846, they were able to build a second home that was much bigger than the one-room cabin they lived in for 10 years. Israel was against slavery, and their home would become a stop on the secret Underground Railroad network in DuPage County. Often the lantern in their window signaled their house was a safe place for runaway slaves to find food, clothing, and transportation to Chicago on their way to Canada. Israel sadly did not live to see slavery abolished as he died in 1861.